fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 13th of December. Prepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. First, I want all of you to make sure your winter car kit, or kits plural if you've got more than one motor vehicle, your winter car kits are all squared away, that you've got everything in your winter car kits that you need. That's number one. Number two, you might want to do what I've done, introduce yourself to the manager at your local supermarket, and find out if you can get a discount on buying case lots of food. I know there's a particular brand of cashew butter that I like, that I get a nice substantial discount on the cashew butter when I buy it in a case lot. It varies, 25%, 30%, 35%. I've seen as high as 40% discount. That's all of which are very substantial. It may work for you, it may not. It works for me at the local supermarket I go to, and so you need to check that out and see if it'll work for you. We'll have open lines this hour. Call number is 800-313-9443. Well, in less than 3 weeks, it will be 2018. Seems like this year is flying by. On the right side of my homepage, just to the right side of me and my tiger stripes, on the side of a deuce and a half there, a Memorial Day event that we had a year and a half ago, you'll see Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. Well, I've been a radio talk show host for 22 years, part-time initially, now full-time. And I've, you know, back in the late 90s, we had the issue with Y2K, which was a hard date for a man-made event that did, in fact, have a man-made solution. There were issues with Y2K that were kept pretty quiet. I know just locally around Metro St. Louis, St. Louis County Police installed a brand-new 911 system that absolutely collapsed at midnight, January 1st, 2000. And it didn't work for months. It didn't work properly for months. But that was fixed. People bug me for a date. Now I'm giving you a date, December 31st, 2018, just over a year away. That's a date to get prepared for any of the following 5 or all 5 of the following scenarios. You get to pick and choose any one, R2, or all five if you like. Here's these scenarios to prepare for 12 months away. Number one, economic collapse leading to civil disorder. That's inevitable, by the way. There's no precedence. We have pretty good records of countries and empires going back a couple of thousand years plus. And there's no precedence for a country doing what we're doing and surviving economically. That's number one. Number two, World War III, pretty self-explanatory. Number three, rapid onset violent earth changes. Well, we're having the earth changes right now. They're not all that rapid, but they are becoming more and more violent and more frequent, aren't they? Number four, widespread terrorist attacks seem to be happening more frequently with ISIS and their friends. And last but not least, number five, natural or man-made EMP, which I talk about a lot. It may be the ideal weapon. It doesn't cause any damage to most major infrastructure. For example, you take an oil refinery. The oil refinery would be knocked out of commission instantly with EMP on one hand. On the other, the main infrastructure is still in place and ready to go once the engineers replace all the electronics that make it function. How about that? A hydroelectric plant in place to make electricity. Well, EMP would knock it out instantly on one hand. On the other, once the engineers replace all the electronics, the hydroelectric plant would be once again making electricity. That's assuming that it doesn't have proper protections against EMP, which they should have. I don't know one way or the other if they do. So I think it's important to have a specific goal. And I don't know if it's just a Western thing or an American thing, but people seem to, Americans anyway, seem to want to focus on getting prepared for a certain event on a certain date. Well, you got the date, and you can move forward from there. We got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, Mr. Moore. I had a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You're fine. Go ahead.
I had a friend years ago. He went to a survival expo up in Spokane, Washington. And he said there was a man there that was making ponchos out of the Alice pack covers because he believed they deflected infrared. Have you ever heard anything like that?
No, sir. I've seen Alice covers, backpack covers, and I'm not aware of anything in that would deflect or protect you from thermal imaging.
Okay.
In fact, we're going to have a guest tomorrow briefly talking about Thermtech suits, which are made up there in Montana. And they really do protect you from thermal imaging. Well, the military does have thermal imaging, counter thermal imaging equipment, ponchos, but you can't get your hands on that. It's just, it's very,
yeah.
I mean, you just simply can't. So,
okay, well, thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate everything you do.
Okay, thank you for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, Thermtech. I just processed an order yesterday for a Thermtech suit for a gentleman up in Montana. And I talked to the manufacturer yesterday a couple of times. And we're going to have him on briefly. He's just he's not a morning person. So he's going to do just about 5 minutes or so on the second hour and talk briefly about Thermtech suits. They're for sale there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Getting back to field training exercise, USS Liberty. And in fact, back up a bit. If you don't know what the USS Liberty is, it was a U.S. Navy ship, a ship to do electronic intercepts is what I'm trying to say. It was off the coast of Israel during the lead up to the Six-Day War in 1967, and the Israeli Air Force attacked it. They were trying to sink it. They were trying their best to sink it. Quite a few U.S. sailors lost their lives. One Israeli Air Force pilot, in my opinion, was a hero. He saw that American flag and he refused to attack the ship. He was most likely court-martialed, maybe jailed. I don't know what his fate was, but he did the right thing by not attacking an American warship like his fellow Israeli Air Force guys did. There's never been any real public accounting for this. President Johnson put the U.S. Navy on stand down to come to the aid of their own warship. You can believe that. President Johnson was not a nice guy. He was, in my opinion, he was a war criminal, first of all, and a lot of other things. But he did not allow the U.S. Navy to respond to the attack, which went on more than an hour with the Israeli Air Force attempting to sink the USS Liberty. So I gave this field training exercise that name just as a way to help memorialize what happened that day when our warship, our American warship, was attacked by the Israeli Air Force. An outrageous act of war by our alleged ally. Okay, my advice when it comes to this. Number one, get your spiritual house in order. I make it number one for a reason. The reason being, it is the single most important thing you do. Over and above freeze-dried food, water filters, medical equipment, firearms, ammunition, radios, it is the number one for a reason. It is the most important thing you can do. Now, I do private consultations. If you want a private consultation, you can look up the details there at my website under professional consultations and keynote presentations. And I've had some very wealthy clients, quite wealthy, who could buy freeze-dried food by the tractor-trailer load, get a nice piece of property, water filters, all those things. It was never enough. It was never enough for the following reason. Their spiritual house was not in order. They did not have peace in their heart. And it would never be enough. And it's a very sad situation. So that's number one for a reason. We had a caller on hold here. We got Ed in Utah. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. You said open lines this hour?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'd like to talk about the other Mr. Moore, the Roy Moore campaign in Alabama last night.
Right.
I have to be honest. I'm quite stunned. I've checked all the usual websites. I know there'll be stuff as the day goes on posted on RBN. Did you follow that election results last night, Mr. Moore?
Not as they were coming in. I saw them this morning, obviously. There was some and I have more experience with these matters than most. I was a candidate for U.S. Congress back in the 96 cycle, and I've got to meet people at some fairly high levels. When a Republican National Committee pulled support publicly from him, and then later, after the president endorsed him, it was too late, too little, too late. The endorsement of the president should have been earlier. If the Republican National Committee had not pulled their support, I think it would have had a different outcome. But doing those gyrations that late in the campaign, I believe, was what caused it to go the way it went. There's not been a Democratic senator elected in that state for a quarter century, 25 years, for very good reason.
Right.
The people in Alabama don't trust Democrats. The Democratic Party is anti-gun, pro-homosexual, pro-illegal aliens, and people in Alabama don't want that. But we can thank the Republican National Committee for that outcome last night. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, I will accept everything you're saying if the results are accurate. Now, here is my problem with this. Your analysis is spot on. The problem I'm having, though, is that all the polls this weekend, with one exception, Fox News, had Doug Jones winning by 10 points, way out in left field. But notice it was Fox News, the conservative stronghold, supposedly.
Right.
Okay, so, and like you said, Trump came in way too late. with his robocall and all that at the very end. You had Richard Shelby doing all the TV talk shows this weekend, the disgusting other Alabama senator, disgusting, that came out and said, I'm not voting for Roy Moore, and voted on this write-in. Well, they use that in the narrative this morning and last night to say 22,000 write-ins, and it was enough because the vote totals, what they're telling us are the totals, Mr. Moore, that Doug Jones won by 20,000. But what I focused on was it was Fox to get all the people on the conservative side of things saying, well, if Fox is saying it must be true. So they come out with this phony poll on the weekend. And then they were the ones that called it last night. Now, you say you only got the final results today. Let me tell you what shocked me. Even ABC analysts were saying, how does Doug Jones do this? He's got one possibility. Then as the results were coming in, Mr. Moore, they said 44% of the precinct reporting that Roy Moore was winning by 6 percentage points. That was right in line with almost all the polls through the weekend and Roy Moore's own campaign, single-digit lead, what have you. And so at 44% of the precinct, then suddenly, at around 8:30 last night, it started changing. Before you know it, there was a 2.5-point only lead for Mr. Moore over Doug Jones. And then in the final, around 9 p.m. last night, Central, they're up there saying, oh, Mr., it's now neck and neck. It's a horse race. I submit to you, they started flipping votes. It doesn't add, just to what you said, Alabamans don't go for a guy like Doug Jones. Pro-same-sex bathrooms, pro-abortion, and what have you. Even somebody that they might have a few reservations about concerning the allegations on Roy Moore, they're not going to go with a guy named Doug Jones. Here's what I'm finding amazing. I don't hear even the Bannon Network even questioning it. There was more questions about Obama's primary with as far as vote fraud goes. What are your thoughts on the... And then Trump concedes the election before Roy Moore. Roy Moore has to have some idea of the numbers. He's yet to concede. What are your thoughts on this, Mr. Moore?
Well, first of all, I'm a big advocate of paper ballots counted at the precinct. That's the only way that I'm aware of that you can really come close to guaranteeing a free and fair election. I've personally, in Missouri, in my state of Missouri, I've personally observed vote fraud involving computers counting votes. I've seen it firsthand. And of course it goes on. It's foolish to believe otherwise. I don't know what went on in terms of Alabama and what their protocols are, if they use computers, if they use paper ballots, if there's paper ballot backups. If you got the paper ballot backup, why do you need a computer in the first place? So I don't know the details of how they do their voting down there. I know that for decades the Democrats have been wanting to make sure that people who care less about voting are registered to vote. You get registered to vote when you get your driver's license, for example. It's called motor voter here in Missouri. Voting should be something that people make a conscious decision to do, not just something, not a clerk at the driver's bureau, the license bureau, asking you. That's very passive, and people say yes routinely. It should be something that people exercise because they make a conscious effort and a conscious decision to do so. So I don't know the details, Ed. I would like to see some details and some evidence of what goes on there in Alabama.
Yeah. One last thing on this. I go back way back with you on that, Mr. Moore. I've read Vote Scam, The Stealing of America by the Collier Brothers. And interestingly, they did a fake moonwalk video themselves like 20-some years ago. Is It Only a Paper Moon? Featured on Eric Bell.
You want to hold on through the break here, Ed?
I do.
Okay, hold on through the break. We'll be right back, everybody.
We'll be right back. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of December. Ed, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I really hope that you do a follow-up on this with your pretty much expert background, having run for Congress, and just your familiarity with it. For my part, I'm going to say this. Like I said, I read Boat Scam, The Stealing of America, by Jim Collier, but also I was looking at how they set up false narratives, just like the Washington Post moved in with Glory Allred to take him down that first week. Well, he wouldn't go. And so they brought out the second lion woman, Bev Nelson. And her story completely was destroyed, fell apart with her lying, and she admitted she fabricated on the yearbook notations there, supposedly by Roy Moore. She admitted she added much of that in herself. So on with last night. So about 8 o'clock, Mr. Moore, all of a sudden, they said that 44% of the precincts, and if I'm not mistaken, ABC, that's who I was following on this as far as big media goes, they were saying that the counties around Birmingham and Montgomery were already in. Well, excuse me, that is the black vote stronghold in Alabama. So that's why they were saying it's going to be uphill battle. Their own comments, Mr. Moore. It's going to be an uphill battle for Doug Jones with Birmingham and Montgomery pretty much in. This is about 8 o'clock, 44% of the precincts in. So the northern areas, which were traditionally, they said, late coming in Alabama, that's what I understand, those were heavily leaning toward, of course, Roy Moore. Well, how does it now go from a six-point lead, 5.8-point lead, to within a half an hour, and now 77% of the precinct showing, suddenly they're at less than 3%. And then half an hour later, bucking up on 9 o'clock, all of a sudden, it's neck and neck. You follow my suspicion here?
Right, right. I've seen this firsthand, Ed. It's been about 20-plus years ago that we had a referendum in Missouri on concealed carry. It was 113 counties in Missouri. So I'm at the campaign headquarters for the concealed carry effort there in St. Louis County. And by 7 p.m., we were seeing most of the 113 counties were heavily in favor of, in fact, all of them were very much in favor of concealed carry. At 7 p.m., the St. Louis County computers broke and stopped counting votes. And the votes keep coming in. By 9 o'clock, and I may be off because I haven't looked at this for a while in terms of numbers, but most of the 113 of the 112 other counties had already voted in favor of concealed carry. At 9 o'clock, the St. Louis County computers fixed themselves, and they defeated the rest of the state by that one county, St. Louis County, and we lost that referendum. So it was vote fraud on the face of it. And I've seen it firsthand. There's other examples that I won't go into. That's just one of many.
Yeah. Right. And then last night, with Donald Trump, what are your thoughts on this? He comes in and congratulates Doug Jones before, while it was well noted that Roy Moore had yet to concede, and he still hasn't conceded.
Well,
what do you think of...
If the polls were already closed, I don't see any harm in that. You know, these guys are going to have to get along at some point, somehow, some way. But if the polls were closed, that couldn't affect the vote.
No, it's not a thing of... I wasn't thinking that Donald Trump was trying to do that. I'm just saying that before the concession was in, and they're talking... And that's another thing. The numbers are suspicious this way. By the 14,000-point lead they had... that he said he had at around 9:30 last night, Mr. Moore. At that point, they said that brings the margin of victory at 0.7 of a percent, which would mean that at the half percentage point, it triggers an automatic recount. And I'm thinking, boy, they seem to have this right where they want it. So here's a guy losing by 6 percentage points, which backed all the polls, most of the Democrat strongholds in the black areas of Alabama, those tallies were in, and then all of a sudden, like a football game somehow, like you get a comeback in the fourth quarter.
Right.
This ain't a football game. These are votes, like you said, already cast. How does it happen that he now gets up to 3% and somehow gets neck and neck and somehow wins? I think Mr. Moore knows that something happened there. Mr. Roy Moore knows that something happened there.
Well, there'll be people looking at it. You're right. Ed, there'll be people looking into this, and they'll be reporting to us. Anything else, Ed? We've got about an hour break coming up.
Well, listen, you've given me a lot of time here. I do hope that you will look into the Alabama election last night.
I will be paying attention. I will be paying attention. Thank you for the call, Ed.
Mr. Moore, thank you.
Okay. Bottom of the hour break here momentarily. Yeah, the likelihood of vote fraud is certainly a strong possibility. Right now, we can only speculate. We need hard evidence of what actually happened down there. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. I had some communication with a listener the last couple of days commenting about how much is at my website. Everything there was carefully thought out and reviewed before it was placed there. Everything. And yes, you can spend a lot of time there. No sense getting in a hurry. We got some interesting videos. The top one there is Master Sergeant Roy Benavides, who I got to have lunch with a few years back. He's now deceased. A Green Beret hero, quite frankly. A video from John Wayne, 1970, with an amazing list of stars there. Only John Wayne could have put that together. A video about cancer, then there's a video about a woman being interviewed who was thought she was helping legitimate refugees coming to this country and found out that was not the case. Then a video about what really the true nature of U.S. Senator John McCain and what his fellow prisoners of war think about him. Then something pretty funny. Done by BBC, the Real Housewives of ISIS. It's a hoot. It's only 2 or 3 minutes. Then there's a short video of myself there. And then last but not least, a little video about the jet stream crossing the equator. Oh, there's another. There's a couple more down there. FEMA, high-level briefing on mega earthquake swarms. and Pastor Manning, a black pastor. I love that guy. He does such a great job. Of course, also at my website, you'll find energy cleaners. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, hey, get yourself an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep, you're taking meds to go to sleep at night, get yourself an energy cleaner. Pain medication is harmful, dangerous, long-term, expensive. You need to get rid of the pain in a healing fashion using the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, doing carpenter work, using the chainsaw, pushing boulders into the bucket of the Kubota tractor, down on my hands and knees doing concrete work. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free in the morning. You can also. Why not? Only $285 should be included. Keep in mind I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. We got our shipment squared away. I got pads being delivered this week. And, of course, I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. You can make your purchase of your energy cleaner and your mattress pad right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can send me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free R line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got open lines. We got a caller on hold. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. Yeah, I wanted to continue the thought about the election with Roy Moore. And, you know, I'm disturbed by one thing I see in elections these days. It hasn't been true most of my life. I just turned 57. But this has only been a phenomenon that we've seen in recent years. And I think it's a clear indicator that we're up against vote fraud in almost all elections. And here's why I say that, because the vote fraud can be used if a race is sufficiently close, but if there's if the gap is too great, it becomes too apparent that something is amiss. Now, if you think back to your first experiences with elections in life, if you look back to, you know, student body president elections in school or class president or class treasurer, typically you see several different people nominated or running for the position. But then, usually in the course, you know, the campaign, a clear favorite emerges, and it becomes clear that, you know, while the other person may be a worthy opponent, one of them emerges, and, you know, with a clear victory and with, you know, clear-cut percentages of gaining more votes. Now, or, you know, township supervisors or even, congressional elections. Typically, elections are not, you know, down to the wire, nose to nose, you know, cutting it, you know, by making it by just a few votes or you know, winning by just a hair. This is not how elections tend to actually work, you know, when people are voting. And now in whether it's, you know, congressional or gubernatorial elections, presidential elections, we're always supposed to believe that this is a neck and neck, you know, down to the wire photo finish type race and things can change in the last minutes and hours. And that's just not the way elections work. Pretty typically, people in groups make choices and clear cut, you know, and someone emerges in a more clear cut fashion as the more favored person. And this is why I say this era where every election we're supposed to believe that these are, you know, nose-to-nose contests, it's just fallacious. And I think it means it's sort of, you know, in the polling and everything, I think it indicates that there's fraud from the get-go. And then they get us into these final hours, you know, neck-and-neck things, and that's when they throw the switches and throw away the boxes of ballots and, you know, fraudulently, you know, they falsify things.
Right. Well, there is a foundational thing that hasn't been discussed, and that's the United States Constitution, which called for the state legislatures to appoint the United States Senator from the various states, so they would represent the interest of the state. Going to direct election of these senators was a massive mistake that never should have happened. That amendment to the U.S. Constitution needs to be done away with and go back to what the founding fathers wanted, which was the state legislatures appointing or electing, your synonyms in this case, the U.S. senator right. from their right. own ranks, basically. And that was done, you know, the goal of the people who put that amendment in there was to make us become a democracy. And the founding fathers did everything they could to help prevent us from becoming a democracy. And that was right. a critical part of it, was to have these U.S. senators appointed by the state legislators as part of the overall effort to stop the United States of America from becoming a democracy. And that right. needs to be done away with. Go ahead, Glenn.
I'm fond of saying that democracy is a degenerative state of affairs that immediately precedes chaos and then shortly thereafter tyranny. You know, so if you look, democracies always end up, you know, with that principle that people figure out that they can vote themselves money from the public, you know, funds, and then that's depleted, and then ensues chaos, and then ensues tyranny. So
Absolutely. That's
the way that works.
And it always has. The founding fathers were educated men. The majority of them could translate English, Latin, and Greek into English, because you couldn't get into Harvard University unless you could translate Greek and Latin into English. You couldn't even get in the door as an 18-year-old freshman. So they knew history. Right. They knew history. They knew that every democracy without exception had failed, and they wanted to prevent that from happening, so they did everything they could to stop it from becoming a democracy.
Right, exactly. But with this caveat, again, even if you do have elections, when you have nominees or candidates that come up, in most cases, one person eventually emerges as a clear favorite with a comfortable percentage, you know, being out, you know, of votes that are out ahead of the other person. And, you know, and all my life, I mean, I remember seeing presidential elections and that sort of thing. And very rarely do you ever see these nip and tuck elections, you know, and, what was the one presidential election where they paper printed up Dewey wins or something? And
when President Truman was elected, right?
Truman,
right.
Yeah, Harry Truman.
1940 was that 48? Was that 1948? I believe.
Sounds right. I don't know.
46
yeah, but,
or 48.
But I mean, there, so that's one case we saw, you know, a miscarriage of expectation, and then we saw it with the Madam President issue of the magazine. I think it was Newsweek this time around. But I think many of the elections are rigged from the get-go, in the sense that they create this pretense that this is a nose-to-nose race, and that's just not the way elections tend to work. So I think we're looking at, you know, systemic, ubiquitous fraud throughout here. You know, just by the fact that they give us this foolishness all the time.
Right, it was Chicago Tribune, November 1948. Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. It was the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that called for the direct election of U.S. senators. Huge mistake, massive mistake. One that needs to be corrected. And we can do this, like the 18th Amendment, which prohibited the manufacturing of intoxicating liquor, was done away with. We can do away with these amendments, and that's one that needs to be done away with. As difficult as it would be, it really, really needs to happen. I am dead set against, by the way, a constitutional convention, any attempt to have a constitutive convention to rewrite the Constitution is extremely dangerous. It will finish our republic. that we will be a democracy, and that will be the end of our republic if they ever have another constitutional convention. It will be the end of this country as we know it. U.S. Constitution is a fascinating document, and something people need to remember about the Constitution is it's not technology-driven. It's not technology-dependent. When they said freedom of the press, for example, they did not mention freedom print newspapers. Freedom of the press, it's a generic term, press being all types of media. Another part of the Constitution which is extremely important and overlooked by most people on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, is Article 1, Section 8. That's the teeth. That's the teeth that gives force to the U.S. Constitution. Let's go here to Article 1, Section 8. They list 18 things that they can spend money on. The money spending authority of Congress. All money spending authority has to come from the House of Representatives, by the way. All the money spending authority of the U.S. Congress is in Article 1, Section 8. A former U.S. Senator who became my lifelong political enemy, Senator Jim Talent, he publicly stated, and he probably really believes this, unfortunately, that if the U.S. Constitution doesn't say we can't do it, then we can. Well, I can use a quick analogy here. If you hire a contractor to put a new concrete driveway on your premises from the street to your garage, and he also puts a swimming pool in the backyard, while you're gone on vacation, you come back, you find a new concrete driveway and a new swimming pool, and the contractor says, well, the contract didn't say I couldn't do it. That's a great analogy. Well, the U.S. Constitution enables the Congress, limits the Congress to doing what it says it can do, and the money spending authority in Article 1, Section 8, those 18 things, is what the Congress can spend money on. Now, James Madison wrote Article 1, Section 8. And about 1816, I guess it would have been, he was a member of Congress. And they were already, it was only been a few years, they were already using the introductory clause. Beginning of Article 1, Section 8, as a clause. It says, here's the introductory sentence here. Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. They were using that term, general welfare, and provide for the common defense of general welfare as a clause. And the man who wrote this, James Madison, he basically chewed out his fellow members of Congress. And I can paraphrase what he said. Gentlemen, if I meant those two words, general welfare, to promote, provide for the general welfare of the United States, if I meant that to be a clause to spend money on anything you want, why would I list those other 17 things? Why would I go to the trouble of listing these other things, giving specific, detailed instructions on what you may spend money on? Well, that's been going on ever since. And the majority of what U.S. Congress spends money on, more than half, is not listed in these 18 things. Here's what they are, beginning with number two, to borrow money on the credit of the United States. They can spend money on that. They can spend money on number three, regulating commerce with foreign nations. Number four, I'm leaving out some of these for the sake of time here. Number four, establish uniform rules of naturalization and uniform rules subject to bankruptcies. 5, to coin money, regulate the value thereof. 6, provide for punishment for counterfeiting. 7, to establish post offices and post roads. 8, to promote progress of science and useful arts. And this has to do with copyrights. 9, to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court, that would be the federal court system. 10, to define and punish piracles and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the laws of nations. 11, to declare war, grants letters of marque, and reprisal. 12, to raise and support armies. 13, to provide and maintain a navy. 14, to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. 15, to provide calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the militia of the Union. And last, to provide for the arming and discipline of the militia. That's it. Of course, they provide for the 10 square miles for Washington, D.C. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of December. U.S. Constitution, not well understood by most Americans. certainly not followed by the majority of people we elect to U.S. Congress, both the House and the Senate. I recall that when Ron Paul was a U.S. congressman, he had a coalition of about 19 congressmen that actually would vote in compliance with the U.S. Constitution, particularly Article 1, Section 8, which meant they voted against almost everything. Because almost everything was in direct violation of the U.S. Constitution, particularly Article 1, Section 8. 19 men and women out of the whole U.S. Congress? What's wrong with this picture? Well, these men and women, they get elected by making promises to people that give them money. If you elect me, I will help you out in Congress, the people that give them money. And there's massive amounts of money changing hands. There's very few. And that coalition, I don't know if that coalition still exists now that Ron Paul's gone. Maybe there's something that's taken its place. Very few men and women in U.S. Congress, House or Senate, that actually vote the way the U.S. Constitution. They take an oath, by the way, to defend the Constitution when they take their oath of office. I take an oath to support the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, I believe, if it's the same as these other oaths that are taken. And they don't care. Their goal is to get reelected. That's their goal. And they know they can't do that unless the money keeps flowing. And the money won't flow unless they violate their oath of office and vote against the U.S. Constitution that they swore an oath to. That's my reality. And I don't believe I'm going to find any contradiction to my reality. That is what happens every day of the week up there when they're taking these votes. It's a sad situation. The founding fathers did their best to prevent that from happening, but human greed took over. The founding fathers never intended for a senator or a representative to make a career. It was supposed to be a two-year or 4 or 5 year or 6 year break from being a farmer or a businessman or whatever their career path might have been, a professor. Take a break from that. Go to U.S. Congress for 2 years or 4 years or six, and then go back to your normal life. That's what they thought would happen. That's what they wanted to happen. But it's become a career path for many of these men and women up there, where they're just determined to stay there and milk it as long as they can. That's what they do, unfortunately. Will that change? Well, don't hold your breath on that. Pretty much out of time here this show. We'll have Tom Berryhill with us tomorrow, and we'll have a great day. In the meantime, medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America. Okay.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.